Well, we're so glad that you joined us on this. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it Thursday morning. My TMC family, let's come and join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, we are rejoicing and we are so glad in it. We thank you for the wonderful blessings you've given us with our TMC family and with our beautiful founders, our Dr. Super Fantastic, PK Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, thank you also for our Artist Life family and for the Kings of Artists and for the Body of Christ, Lord. Continually bless them, Lord, with your full blessings, adding no sorrow to them. Lord, and do something special and unique for each of them, Lord, where they can just stop and just give you praise right there, Lord. Just blow them away with your wonderful goodness towards them. Lord, thank you so much for our speaker who is coming on the line for us and for you, Lord, this morning. Continually bless them, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your wonderful counselor, Lord, and just continually open up our hearts and our ears and all of our spiritual senses to hear and to receive what you have specifically for each and every one of us today. And we just love you and we praise your holy name. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, it was a Jesus joy pleasure to greet you on this. The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it Thursday morning. Again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, greeting from Snellville, Georgia. And Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line with us this morning?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, good morning. Please take it away. Well, Prayer General.
Amen. Good morning to you and good morning to Minister Gracie in the background there. And good morning to you, TMC family. I'm Brenda Terrell and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Rebecca Thomas, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We call it our telecommunication sanctuary, and thank you for that tag. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it Thursday. Amen. And we're so thankful that God had started this call back in October 2010 through two anointed and appointed and faithful women of God who stands on his word. They are our co-founders, Dr. PK Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to invite your family and friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, your neighbors, and tell them, come on to the Master's Call and get a word from the Lord. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to start your day. Now, we also encourage you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And then you'll notice that the messages from way back in 2010, as well as the bios of our speakers are there. And I tell you, we are so thankful to God because we have a theme this year. It is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, with that in mind, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. You can host, you can minister, I'm sorry, you can greet as Minister Rebecca did, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you can also give a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, again, to info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, also Friday, you get to verbally get in your prayer requests and praise reports. So join us even tomorrow morning, and you can also verbally give your prayer requests and praise reports. Now, we are so blessed to be a part, many of us, to be a part of a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist Life, and we're so thankful to God. We just got back from a leaders summit in Houston, Texas, which was phenomenal, and I tell you, I'm so excited about what God is doing with this company. Testimonies are being created day by day with the phenomenal health and wellness products. So if you want more information, get with the person that invited you to this call, or better still, you can get on the call right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Today is Testimonial Thursday, so you want to hear testimony. I understand the lady, Ms. Claudette Brown, talked on diverticulitis yesterday, and we're going to have a live testimony on that today. So get on that call right after this call. Now, I'm getting out of the way because I tell you, we are so excited about this woman of God who always brings a powerful word from the Lord. And I tell you, she is such a blessing. I got a chance to hug her neck this weekend. She is our very own minister, Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently working on her doctorate, and I tell you, she has been a blessing to the masses. Kai, God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership, and desires to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Amen. She is in the process of being ordained, and I tell you, prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Her most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, and that is Christopher, who is currently in graduate school. And I tell you, he is definitely, I tell you, I think he's moving on because he is being a blessing to the masses as well. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry. And then she's got her book, God Burst the Ministry, When God Burst the Ministry. That book is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. She is an artist distributor determined to walk under the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power of God as he has ordained her life to do so. She is a blessing to the masses. She is our sister. I love her to pieces, and I glorify God for her being placed in our lives in the telecommunications sanctuary family, and that is none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown from Norcross, Georgia. Are you there?
I am here, my Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, beautiful. Take it away. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people. And, of course, to our amazing prayer general, Brenda Terrell, for just hosting this call with such Jesus joy. We want to give honor to the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose obedience brings us all here this morning to hear what thus says the Lord. But of course, we give the highest praise, hallelujah, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because without him, where would we be? So a few weeks ago, I started the series, Don't Let the Valley Become Your Permanent Residence. And we talked about the purpose of the valley and work in the valley. Today we are going to talk about God's silence in the valley. And I don't know if you are like me, but I don't like it when God gets too quiet. See, I need him leading and guiding and directing and speaking to me. That way I know that connection is still in right relationship. I know that if we look at, 1 Kings 18, which is when Elijah had, you know, told Ahab and Jezebel, look, ain't going to be no rain. And it didn't rain for 3.5 years. So, but when God was ready to bring the rain, 1 Kings 18:1 says, after a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land. But think about that. After a long time, in the third year, so that means God wasn't talking to Elijah for almost three and a half years. He was just silent. He was just waiting. So imagine Elijah, whose relationship with God was rock solid, not hearing from him for almost 3.5 years. Think about how we would respond if God was silent for 3.5 years. But Elijah, the man of God he was, continued to hold on by faith. And yet God still said nothing. God was not speaking, not even to his great servant Elijah during that time. That should tell you right there that we're each going to go through those periods of silence in the valley where we're going to wonder why God is not speaking. What have I done that God has turned his back on me? Maybe he's using this time, this silence, to build your faith. See, God doesn't do anything without purpose. Every situation, circumstance, and thing that we have come to is for a purpose. So now what do we do in those times when God is silent? Well, I'm going to give you a list of 7, and these are not my 7. This one came from a Bible study tool that I use called 7 Suggestions When God is Silent. And as I looked at them, the Holy Spirit just began to minister to me. Yeah, this step means ABC. So I'm going to give you what God gave me. So here are the 7 things that you can do when God is silent in the valley. First of all, we can't ignore the silence. We can't just pretend like everything is hunky-dory and that God is speaking to us and that we are just walking in his knowledge and wisdom and grace. We have to accept the fact that God is being silent. Okay, Lord, you're not talking right now. What am I supposed to get out of this? What am I supposed to do in this time? See, we've got to accept, we can't ignore the silence. Because there are times when God's silence comes while we are in the valley. So once you get to that place of accepting that silence, of not trying to ignore it, you begin to seek during that time, because see, we want to know, Lord, why are you not talking to me? What am I doing wrong? And that leads to step 2. Confront all known sin in your life and seek God for all unknown sin. See, the word tells us in Romans 3:23, for all, not some, not partway, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So there are areas in our lives that we have known sin, places we've not turned over to God. But now in this place, in the valley, with God's silence, we need to confront that sin head on. We need to make sure that we are repented, that we are back in right relationship with God. We have to make sure that we are doing our part so that he can do his. And then we have to seek out those places that are unknown to us where we are walking in sin. See, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But if we are not seeking, then there is no addition. See, we just sometimes want the addition without having to go through the process of the seek. See, we want the rewards without having to do the work. So we have to make sure that when God is silent in the valley, that we, one, don't ignore that silence, two, confront the known sin in our lives, and number three, go back to what you know. Well, what do you mean? How often are you in prayer? How much scripture are you reading? How much scripture are you quoting back to your situation? See, we got to go back to the basics. We've got to go back to what we know works. And we know that prayer works. We know that reading the word works. We know that meditating and listening to God, we know those things work. We know repenting and beginning to tithe again work. See, God will not be mocked. For those of us who call him our Father, our Abba God, when we are not doing the basics, how can we expect a blessing? When he gets 5 minutes of our time in the morning, oh, Lord, thank you for waking me up, and the rest of our day is spent on everything other than him, why would he be pleased? Now, I understand we have to work. I understand we have responsibility. But even in those times, driving in your car, you and him could be having a conversation. You could be praising him. You could be worshiping him. See, you've got options on how you utilize your time. So we've got to go back to the basics of our relationship with him. We've got to go back to what we know. Because if we are honest, the promises of God is that he is in control. And it's a promise. He allows us to make choices, but the ultimate control is his. He is in control, and even when it doesn't seem like he is present, like he is there, he is still in control. When God is silent in the valley, the fourth thing we need to do is make a decision and choose a side. See, because the situation didn't present itself, there's always a choice. There's always a decision to be made. God does not leave us without a choice. Because his desire is for us to choose him, to choose his way, to walk in his righteousness and in his path. Joshua 24 and 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. See, God wants you to stand up and make a decision even when he is silent in the valley. See, he's giving you an opportunity to show him that I don't care what the situation or circumstance or what the valley is bringing, I'm going to choose God. And if that means I have to stand still in this spot, in this very valley, then that is what I'm going to do. See, it's time that we stop straddling the line. It's time that we stop having one foot in the world, one foot in the church. Or no, better yet, 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in relationship with God. See, he wants us dedicated full time to his relationship. How would you feel if your significant other was only in it part time? Well, how do you think it makes God feel when we have 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the relationship with him? I'm going to say that again. How would you feel if your significant other, your husband, your mate was only in your relationship part time? How grieved would you be? But yet we are more than willing to grieve God by having 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in relationship with him. If you don't want it done to you, why would you do it to God? But I'm going to move on. I'm not going to get stuck there. And we're going to go to the fifth thing. I'm sorry, the fifth thing. Trust more, not less. See, we want to get into a place where there's less trust when God is silent in the valley. We don't want to trust more. We want to trust less. We want to go running off to our friends. We want to go seeking, you know, soothsayers. We just want to know, Lord, what's going on. We just want to do all sorts of things that are not godly. He didn't tell you go running and seeking advice of friends. You're supposed to press in prayer. The place that you are supposed to be seeking is at his feet. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. He didn't say go to Sister So-and-so and ask her what she thinks. He said, trust in me with all your heart, in him, in the God of our salvation with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, not everybody else, and he will direct your path. So when we get into that place, we have to trust him even the more. Number six, listen and watch closely. You can't be half asleep at the wheel. Matthew 25:13 says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. See, God is coming to bring you up out of that valley, but you've got to be watching for him or you're going to miss it. And number seven, get ready to receive. See, that's what you got to go through. You got to go through some things before you receive what God has for you. So we have to be ready to receive what he has for us in the valley. The silence will come to an end. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. He's not just leaving us there. He's not being silent for the sake of silence. We've got to get in the scripture and dig through it because it's all there. God's silence in the valley has a purpose. But are we willing to do what we need to do to get to that seventh step, get ready to receive? Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, praise the Lord. Let the church say amen. I tell you, silence in the valley, God's silence in the valley. We all will go through, and I thank God that he said he'd never leave us or forsake us, no matter what. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful message this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, and we honor you. We praise your holy, righteous name. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Thank you for being Alpha and Omega. Thank you, oh God, for giving us this day, the day for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, oh God, that you have brought us into your marvelous light and you didn't leave us into darkness. Thank you, oh God, for your word that's forever settled in heaven, that you watch over it to perform it. Thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for just strengthening them and keeping them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. And even Mother Josie, oh God, we thank you, Father, for keeping your arms around her, oh God. Thank you for every person on this call, Lord God, that's listened to the word that the powerful speaker has given us, Minister Kai. Thank you that we will go forth and be doers of your word and not hearers only. Thank you, Father God, for blessing Minister Kai in such a miraculous way this week, this summer, this year, Lord God, that she would say it's nobody but the Lord. Thank you, Father, for keeping her in perfect peace. Thank you for blessing her son in a miraculous and mighty way. Thank you, Father God, for keeping your people who are going through bereavement times, oh God, protecting them and strengthening them, honoring them, surrounding them with your love and your comfort. Thank you, Father God, for Artist Life and Artist International, for Elvia and Alejandro, for all the leaders, Lord God, and all the people that are coming forth into this wonderful company, oh God. Thank you for the products that you've given us to bless your people with, Father. Thank you for your wonderful word, Lord God, your word that we will stand on, adhere to, and realize, Father God, that it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. Thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Thank you for the blessings of Abraham, blessings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for the precious Holy Spirit ruling and reigning in our hearts and our minds and our spirit. We glorify you. We praise you for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, share this message, this powerful message with someone today. That number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, after this call, you can go to the new morning motivational call, which is held, and there will be testimonies coming forth. You want to hear them. Please get on that call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. And I tell you, get excited and mark your calendars. The end of September, we will be going to Las Vegas, Nevada for the next artist conference. And we want to see your face in the place. We thank you, Minister Rebecca Thomas and Minister Gracie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning, for being the joy that God has placed in this sanctuary this morning. Thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you again, Minister Kai, for that powerful message, God's Silence in the Valley. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda, again, for being such an amazing prayer general and just staying before the Lord on our behalf. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for your word, Father, that is true and real and just ready for us to receive, O Heavenly Father. Father, and as we continue to grow through your silence in the valley, Lord, we just ask that you continue to give us the strength to endure, to allow us to be in that place where we can understand and say thank you and amen anyhow, O Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, and as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask that you just continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to strengthen us and keep us in your perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we seal it in the blood of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. We hope to hear you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.